be clear first what your religion is, then we can talk about some different points. So let me just be sure that I know what you're talking about. So Ahmadis believe in the following. Number one, that there was Ghulam Ahmad came in India, you know, in the 1900s or whatever it was, and that he was a new prophet, a prophet that came after the Prophet Muhammad. That you believe in the Prophet Muhammad, you believe in the Quran, but you believe in a new prophet called Ahmad, Ghulam Ahmad, Indian. Not only is he a new prophet, but he's also the Mahdi that the Prophet Muhammad was talking about. But not only is he the Mahdi, but he was also Isa ibn Maryam as well. Jesus Christ.
Allow me to interrupt you here, please.
Yes.
Because he said it himself. He said first of all, he claimed to be Mujaddid. Then he claimed to be Mahdi. Then he claimed to be Masih Isa ibn Maryam. Yeah.
Then he came to be.
When I said that means Qadiani changed his mind. He said something worse. He said, no, Allah said to Qadiani, now you are Mujaddid. Then he said, no, now you are Mahdi. Then he said, no.
Let me tell you something. I want to be very clear with you, brother. Since me and you both believe in the Quran, let me be clear. Me and this man, what's your name?
Munim.
Even though I don't, to be honest with you, consider the Qadiani, the Ahmadi group, a faction of an Islamic faction. However, we both believe in the Quran, right? We both believe in the Hadith, even Bukhari and Muslim. Is that correct? So, what's going to be the thing that's going to decide between me and you is going to be the Quran. And you believe in the Quran with all of the qira'at and all of the things that we believe in him. You know, right?
Yeah.
So whatever the Quran says, then we accept. Accepted?
Yeah, we accept.
That we have to accept. Now, in the Quran, just to be clear in the beginning, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says in Surah Al Imran, the third chapter of the Quran, in the first kind of verses, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخرى متشابهات فأما الذين في وأخرى متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. الله سبحانه وتعالى he says in the Quran that the Quran has two kinds of verses, that has محكمات verses, yes, unambiguous verses,
yeah.
Unambiguous, and mutashabihat, ambiguous verses. The ones who have a problem with the heart will go to the ambiguous verses, yes, in order to try and justify, make a ta'wil, make some kind of interpretation of the Quran. Ibtigha al-fitna, they're trying to follow fitna, meaning corruption and fasad and trials. Ibtigha ta'wili, and they're trying to make their own interpretation. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And no one knows the full interpretation of those ambiguous verses except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ أَمَنَّا بِهِ. The ones who have true faith say that we believe in all of it. Now we believe in the Quran. The Quran Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter number 33 of the Quran. Listen to this. Now we believe in the Quran in 10 qira'at mutawatira. All of these qira'at are Quran. You believe in that, yeah?
We believe it.
Now, the Quran refers to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says to him about him that ما كان
محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين
وخاتم النبيين. We know for a fact there's two things we need to hear. خاتم النبيين. خاتم النبيين means the seal of the prophets. Yeah, accepted. النبيين means the prophets. Every messenger that has come has been a prophet. We know that because a messenger, a rasul, is higher than a Nabi, which is a prophet. So every kullu rasul Nabi, every messenger is a prophet. وليس العكس كذلك. Not the opposite. It's not true. Okay. So now, do you know in Qira'at Warsh, you believe in the Quran, Qira'at Al-Arsh, it says وخاتم النبيين. Wait a minute now. Wait. What's going on, أخي? We believe in the Quran like Malik and Malik. Malik means owner of the day of judgment. Malik means king of the day of judgment. Both of them are from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Both of them come from the heavens. In the verse that you're talking about, Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter number 33, it says خاتم النبيين, which means the seal of the prophets. خاتم النبيين بكسر التاء, with the ta' with a kasra on it. بكسر التاء means the last prophet. The last prophet. There's no لا يحتمل تأويلا. لا يحتمل تأويل. There's no way you can bend this verse and you can change it.
We don't need to bend this verse because.
Now, my question to you. Let me direct the first question.
Okay.
The first question: if the Quran is directly saying to you that Khatim and Khatam, Khatam and Khatim, that he's the seal of the prophets and that he is the last prophet, both seal and last. Khatim means last. Khatim, Khatim, Khatim. بكسر التاء means last in Arabic. Look, and if you don't believe me, go to Lisan al-Arab. Lisan al-Arab is the lexicon of the Arabs. Or you can go to Isfahani's book. Isfahani, Mufradat al-Quran. No, go to that.
Continue.
Or you can, if you don't believe me, you can also look at Tafsir Jalalain or any of the Tafsir. Khatam means the last prophet. And this is corroborated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. What did he say? He said in the hadith, which is sahih, La nabiyyan ba'di. There's no prophet after me. Qat'iyyan. It's a qat'i. Completely, completely clear.
And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha
okay,
said...
Okay, let's talk about the Quran first.
No, sorry. You're talking I'm sorry.
Okay. So, what do you do about this verse?
This verse, we accept it fully. We fully accept that this is the verse of the Holy Quran, and we believe in everything that Allah Ta'ala has revealed to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with no hesitation and no ambiguity. We are 100% sure that this is the truth from Allah Ta'ala. But the way that we give the translation is different. You say there are two ways to pronounce this. There is a hadith which is narrated by a Sahabi, in which it says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, one day he was passing by his sons. I don't remember if it was Hazrat Hassan or Hussein, I don't remember. And he was reading the Holy Quran, and he came upon this verse. The teacher came upon this verse, and he pronounced it Khatim al-Nabiyyin, like
Khatim.
No. Like you pronounced it the second time.
Khatim, which is the
wait. I know. So the teacher came upon this verse, and he said Khatim al-Nabiyyin, right? Hazrat Ali said, do not pronounce the kasra. Do not pronounce the kasra, but say Khatim al-Nabiyyin with the fatha
so
on the
now,
K.
This guy has contradicted himself majorly. Do you know how he's contradicted himself? We started off by saying, by the way, this is very important in the Islamic Aqidah. He started off by saying that he believes in the Qira'at al-Ashar. Sorry. He started off by saying that he believes in the Qur'an. The Qur'an, yeah? And the Qur'an in the Qira'at, the Mutawatir Qur'an, which has come with so many chains of narration. You know what this word Mutawatir means? At-Tawatur in Arabic means when it comes from different chains of narration. In I tell you, more than one Qira'at, it says Khatim, bikasr al-ta'. Like Warsh. Now if you go to the mosque, now I'm asking you a question. You go to Manar Mosque, which is close by. They're reciting Warsh. Moroccans. They're reciting, you're Moroccan. Yeah. If they're reciting, I'm asking you a question now. Now hold on. Now hold on. In Maghrib al-Arabi, except for Libya, they're reciting Warsh. The guy's going to say, Wa khatim al-Nabiyyin. Are you going to correct him? Are you going to correct him in the prayer?
No. I am going to go with what Hazrat Ali Raziyallahu.